create a food forest in your backyard, providing a variety of sustenance year-round. We're starting with a few nut trees next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
A backyard with perennial plants producing food results in a food forest for the entire family. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening starts with a few nut trees.
That's one of the reasons I recommend the almonds and the hazelnuts, because they are smaller trees. They've got a reasonably good lifespan and they're very productive, and we know how to use them. As much as I love things like butternuts, I don't always recommend them other than to open your mind up, because they're so big and they're so darn hard to get into that most people end up not using them. I mean, how many people have black walnuts in Utah? There's a lot, because they don't want to get into the nuts, even though those things are prized by candy makers. When I told somebody I had a walnut tree, they thought it was a black walnut tree, and I thought they were going to mug me for them or something. No. It's English walnuts. It's Persian walnuts. It's not black pine. I was safe, but, you know, they were disappointed. And that's one thing that we have to look at when we do this. And I've got a lot of friends who are in permaculture. They want to do some food forest. Great, I don't have a problem with that. And then they want to get the most exotic trees they can get. They want pawpaws, and they want kiwi vines. And, yeah, I mean, there's some people that are doing okay with those.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.